Hello.
Hi, this is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the area about local issues, sir. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
In regards to?
To your local area.
Yeah, what area is that?
That would be Southfield.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Let me get started. All right. Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
79.
Thank you, sir. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Biracial, no.
Thank you. What is your race?
I'm biracial.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's in criminal justice.
Thank you, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
7.
7, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or very satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. I can hear that you're driving. Okay.
Oh. No, I'm actually sitting, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, sir. Okay. Now, the first one is Donald Trump. Do you feel very cold or... Yes.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
7.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
00.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
I'm sorry? The Democratic Party?
Yes.
0.
The Democratic, 0. Okay. The Republican Party.
6.
Okay. Congresswoman Alessa Slotkin.
I'm sorry, who's this again?
Congresswoman Alessa Slotkin.
For Michigan? Is she in Michigan?
I'm not familiar.
I don't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard of her.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
2.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
It would be Robert Kennedy.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably Republican.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Okay, I have statement A and B. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Now, statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Now, for statement A, if you choose statement A or B, it would be statement A somewhat more, or statement A much more, or statement B much more, or statement B somewhat more.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm inclined to say statement B somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There's three statements. I'll read them out to you. Okay, the first statement is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. That's statement one. Statement two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Last statement, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of these statements is closer to your opinion?
Two.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, I promise. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? I'll read them out to you. Your own future, negative or positive?
Well, because I don't lean towards anyone to make that one way or another for me, I'm going to say positive because I'm totally responsible for that.
The future of the planet, negative or positive?
negative.
Okay. The future.
Sounds good.
The future of the country, negative or positive?
I'm gonna say negative. That's out of my hands.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now from your most recent voting experience and the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
Yeah, it's been the same.
About the same? Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, it's probably getting easier just because the effectiveness of the mail-in ballot is not a long line discouraging myself or any other voters that I know. So it has become a lot easier, I would say.
Okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. So I'll read them out to you. First one is, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Second, I don't like any of the candidates. Third, I don't have time to vote. Fourth, I don't know enough about the candidates. Fifth, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Sixth, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Seventh, it is too difficult for me to vote.
So I can't stand any of the candidates, either side, either Republican or the Democrat.
Okay, so it's just
I don't like anything.
You can choose one more if you prefer just that one.
Yeah, it's just that one. I literally do not like either one of them.
Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. All politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, Democrats?
Neither.
Okay.
It's been easier. I've never had an issue.
Okay, so, all right. Because the answer is all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians, Democrats, and your answer is?
Well, again, I've never had an issue with voting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
All right. No problem.
I disagree with the...
That's a question. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No problem. Now, here's the longer one. I promise we'll be done. We're at 42%, okay? Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, or 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happening, or to happen, I'm sorry. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Okay, now the first one is creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. Would that be 0 threat? Well, 0, from 0 to 10, threat will certainly not happen. That's a 0, 5, not sure, 10, threat is a near certainty to happen.
Right. I don't think there's going to be a threat at
okay.
all.
All right. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote, would that be a threat? Will certainly not happen, or not sure. Threat is a near certainty to happen. Certainly to happen.
I don't know how to answer that question. Are you asking me, would it be right for them to be arrested for handing out water?
No, yes, that's what it's asking. Like, how do you feel from 0 to 10, like where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, or 5 not sure? Okay, so it's...
10, I'm just going to say 10.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Would that be 0 to 10? 0 meaning threat will certainly not happen. 5 not sure. 10 threat is near. 10? Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
I'm going to say a 1.
Okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
Could you repeat that again?
Sure. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or... trying to correct minor voting errors.
Trying to correct minor
voting
errors. Yes. So you're asking me a 1 to 10?
So I'm asking about how do you feel about that from 0 to 10, like 0 being a threat? Well, 10? Okay. Having armed guards polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Would that be from 0 to 10? Threat will certainly not happen being 0. 5, not sure. 10, threat is a near to happen.
10.
10, okay. Let's see. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Would that be a threat will certainly not happen, 0, or 5, not sure, threat is certainly to happen?
0.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, I'm sorry. That's including protesters. Would that be 0? Threat will certainly not happen. 5, not sure. 10, threat to a near certainly to happen.
I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Now, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, would that be you have the answer from 0 to 10, which 0 threat will certainly not happen, 5 not sure, 10 threat to a near to certainty to happen.
So I'm not sure how that number 10 applies to that question.
Okay.
I believe that a president should be prosecuted if he's committing a crime. So, are you asking me, would that be a threat to democracy?
Would that be a threat to, yes, to it for it to happen, or a threat will certainly not happen?
No,
or not sure?
There won't be a threat to democracy.
Okay, what would be number B that you'd be choosing from 0 to 10?
So I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Okay. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
I'm not a problem. I haven't had an issue, so.
Thank you. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced. Yes, know someone. Or no, not experienced.
So, in the last 2 years?
Yes.
And I guess this is going to go back to the previous question. So I have experienced it maybe once or twice. I'm going to say within the last 36 months.
So this would be like a yes, personally experienced, or yes, know someone. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first one is, every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country. Would that be from 0 to 10, 0 being strongly disagree, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly disagree?
10.
Okay. Second, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. 0 being strongly disagree, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly agree.
10.
Okay. Third, whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. From 0 to 10, 0 being strongly disagree, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly agree.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families. From 0 to 10. Strongly disagree being 0, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly agree.
10.
Okay. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all. From 0 to 10, 0 being strongly disagree, 5, neither agree nor disagree, 10, strongly agree.
I'll say 5.
Okay. Thank you. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Number one, engaging in direct action, like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. Two, donating to political campaigns or organizations. Three, voting in a state or local election, such as for governor or mayor, 4, boycotting a company, 5, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, 6, volunteering for local organizations in my community, 7, signing petitions, 8, marching in a protest, 9, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, 10, talking to friends and family about politics. You can pick up to 2. Select up to 2, I'm sorry.
All right, well, 1 and 3.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. 0, no power at all. 5, I'm sorry?
7.
Okay. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Kamala Harris? Third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Other? Third party independent? Third party, okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong.
Okay. Almost done. I'm sorry, the question was, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican, you said?
Not a strong.
Not a strong, okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Would that be yes, current member, or yes, former member?
Current and former, yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with family member or friend, or something else?
I currently own.
Were you born in the United States or in another country?
The United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else? Not eligible, too young, someone else? Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000 or $25,000 to $34,000 or
$35,000 to $44,000
or $45,000 to $54,000? It was $145,000. Okay. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for being so patient. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.